感谢主继续带领我们下午的聚会。
Praise and thank God will continue to guide our service this afternoon.
我们下午来谈巧所匠心呐，造会幕。
So this afternoon we want to discuss how skillful workers created the tabernacles.
以色列人曾经聚居在埃及地400多年。
The Israelites, they lived in Egypt for 400 some years.
当他们在为奴受苦的时候，神借着摩西把他们带出来。
And so, in the midst of their slavery, God brought them out of Egypt.
后来他们来到西乃山停留将近一年的时间。
They came to Mount Sinai and they stayed there for about a year.
神跟他们立约，把诫命律法赐给他们。
And so God established a covenant with them, and gave them. His commitment and decrees.
神嘱咐他们要造会幕。
And God told them to build a tabernacle for them.
因为自从我们人类的祖先犯罪以后，人跟神的关系就中断了。
And ever since the sins committed by our forefathers, the relationship between man and God is severed.
因为罪的关系，所以人没有办法亲近神。
And because of sin, we cannot draw near to God.
人没有办法领受从神来的各样的福气。
And we're unable to receive all kind of blessings from God.
所以神主是造会幕作为神跟人相会的地方。
And so God commanded Moses to build a tabernacle as a place for people to meet God.
所以他们花了很长的时间慢慢的建造。
And so it took them some time for them to build this.
会幕造好以后神的荣光充满在那里，神就跟他们讲话。
And so when the tabernacle is complete, the glory of God descended on the tabernacle, and God spoke to them.
我们看到这个建造会幕的时候神把各样的构造材料很详细的指示。
And God gave very specific instructions in building of the tabernacle.
最后也指定什么人来帮他建造会幕。
And then God also appointed certain people to build the tabernacle.
其中有两个人是神特别提名召来的。
And there are two people that God specifically named to build the tabernacle.
神叫他们来负责所有建造会幕的工作。
And God appointed them to design and also to build the tabernacle.
虽然这个工匠在一般人看起来社会地位并不高。
And so to build the profession as a craftsman may not be a very highly honored.
虽然后来的会幕经过了好几百年，百姓都常常到那里去敬拜神。
And so for several hundred years after that, the people would go there to worship God.
虽然看到会幕很多的物件都非常的巧妙。
And so they see many beautiful items placed near the tabernacle.
但是很多人可能对这个建造会幕的人到底是谁都忘记掉了。
And people have already forgotten who built these initially.
可能很多人都不认识他们。
Now, many people may not even know them.
虽然他们是好像默默的一些人在建造神的会幕。
And so these are people who built the tabernacle without getting much recognition.
但是在他们身上却可以给我们很多属灵上的教训。
And but we can learn many good spiritual teachings from them.
因为我们现在也是来建造属灵的会幕怎样同心合意把神的教会兴旺起来。
Because today we are also building the spiritual tabernacle, which is the church of God.
我们来看出埃及记三十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus 31.
出埃及记三十一章。
Exodus 31.
我们看第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 through 6.
三十一章第一节。
Chapter 31, verse 1.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，第二节。
Verse 2.
看那犹大支派中父我的孙子乌利的儿子比撒利。我已经提他的名召他第三节
Verse 3
我也以我的灵充满了他使他有智慧有聪明有知识 能做各样的工，第四节。
Verse four.
能想出啊巧工，用金银铜铸造各物，第五节。
Verse five.
又能刻宝石，可以相称。能雕刻木头，能做各样的工，第六节。
Verse six.
我分派但支派亚西沙姆的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工。凡心里有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，能做我一切所吩咐的。好，这三十章以前呢，都讲到各样的器具呀，啊，怎么去做
？And so here it describes, before chapter 31, it talks about all the different items in the tabernacles and how they should be built.
啊，三十一章就讲到说啊，要谁来做这些工作
？And in chapter 31, he mentioned the people who will craft these items.
啊，这里特别提到有两个人。
And here Bible mentioned two people.
啊，一个就是比沙勒。
One is Bezalel.
啊，这个比沙勒是户珥的孙子。
And Bezalel is the son of Ur.
我们知道说这个户珥就是在那个山上以色列人在打仗的时候，啊，摩西在山上举手祷告。
Excuse me, Bezalel was a grandson of Ur, and we know Ur, he was a person that helped Moses when Moses was praying in the mountain.
有一个人啊，叫做亚伦，一个叫户珥，把摩西的手扶着，让他的手不垂下去。
And there were two people, one was Aaron, the other was Ur, they kept the hands of Moses steady.
亚伦当然是摩西的哥哥。
And Aaron was the older brother of Moses.
啊，一般说这个户珥应该是米利安的先生。
Some people have said that Ur was the husband of Miriam.
啊，那是犹大支派的领导者。
And so he was the leader of the tribe of Judah.
那所以第一个被提名来建造会幕的人呢，叫做比沙勒。
So the first person who was chosen to build the tabernacle, his name was Bezalel.
啊，他是户珥的孙子。
And the grandson of Ur.
啊，再来这个第六章里面谈到另外一个人叫做亚和利亚伯。
And then Bible also mentioned another name, Oholiab.
啊，当然他的背景啊，就身份就不是很清楚了。
So Oholiab, wasn't quite sure who he was.
啊，不过我们知道说这两个人是神亲自点名啊，亲自呼召的。
But these are the two people that God have chosen to do this work.
所以我们知道说啊，要做神的工啊，要有神的拣选。
And so to do the work of God, need to have the calling by God.
所以可能当时啊，比亚他们两个人呐、啊，更有智慧、更有才能的人呐、啊，也不少。
And so perhaps at the time there were people who were more skillful than these two.
但是神却主派说这两个人来负责建造会幕的工作。
But God had assigned these two people to do the work of the tabernacle.
啊，他们受到拣选、受到呼召以后啊，真的很尽心呐、啊。啊，做完这个工作。
And so after they were chosen and called to do the work, they strive to complete the work.
所以我们今天呢、啊，来服侍神也是一样。
So today when we come to serve God, it's the same.
不是因为我们有比别人更好的才干、智慧、聪明。
Not necessarily that we are smarter, and better or faster than other people.
而是因为神的拣选。
But it's because God had called and chosen us.
所以我们今天能够来到神的面前来拜。神这个拣选就是一种大恩典。
So today we can come to the presence of the Lord to worship Him. This by itself, is a great blessing.
圣经里面说啊，神不喜欢以扫，神喜欢雅各。
And Bible had mentioned the story of Isaac and Jacob. He says God had chosen Isaac over Jacob.
因为以扫对神的呼唤呐，他不重视。
God had chosen Jacob over Esau. For Esau, He looked down on the blessings of God.
所以他很轻易把他的福分啊就出卖掉了。
And therefore, Esau, he easily gave away the blessings of God.
雅各因为他很重视啊从神来的福分。
But Jacob, instead, he paid much attention to the blessing of the
Lord. 后来神就选召他，真的他的后裔就得福了。
And God chose him, and indeed, his descendants were blessed.
所以拣选不在乎我们人的聪明智慧。
And so the choosing of God many times is not dependent on our ability.
神爱我们，神给我们，不是他的机会。
But rather, it is God who gives us the opportunity for us to serve Him.
我们看《约翰福音》的十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
Gospel of John chapter 15, verse 16.
约翰十五章十六节。
John 15:16.
说不是你们拣选了我。是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
所以我们不是因为聪明有智慧，我们来找到神。
So it is not because we're smarter than others that we found God.
而是神选召了我们。
But rather, God chose us.
啊，选召我们，让我们能够认识神，明白他的救恩。
God chose us so that we may understand His salvation.
啊，然后神把传福音结果这个责任啊，就托付给我们。
And then God also gave us the mission of preaching the gospel and to bear fruit.
所以拣选本身就是恩典，就是我们蒙福的机会。
So to be chosen by God, this represents an opportunity for us to be saved.
所以保罗说啊，神的恩典实在格外的丰盛。
So Paul said that God's grace is indeed abundant.
啊，他选召我，让我能够认识他。
He chose us for us to get to know him.
啊，让我又有机会啊，来传福音。
That I also had the opportunity to preach the gospel.
虽然我过去啊不认识他，没有相信他。
Even though in the past, I did not know him and I did not believe in him.
啊，我抵挡神啊，逼迫教会。
And that I have opposed God and may even persecuted the church.
啊，没想到神的恩典这么伟大，啊，还选召我。
But God's blessing is still so great, and even selected me.
哦，所以他接着说啊，能够蒙神选召啊，有机会做工啊，这是大恩典。
And so he thought that to be chosen by God and able to do work for God, this is a great blessing.
啊，我们今天也是一样啊。
So likewise today.
啊，当然有些人呐，有机会不是神啊做各样的圣工，这是神的选召。
And today, we are chosen to perform all kinds of work in the church, and this is God's choosing.
啊，比如说在历史当中啊，神。啊，为这个完成他的工作，选召了摩西啦、以利亚啦，哦，一些呀、啊、非常伟大的先知。
And throughout history, we can see that God had chosen Moses or Elijah to do great work for him.
啊，但是也有很多啊，虽然是小人物，
And there are many people who are maybe not recognizable.
啊，但是他们有心服侍神，神也选召他们，给他们呐、啊。啊，一些恩赐。
And even though they may not be very skillful, but God chose them, and they did great work.
所以圣经里面也有很多小人物啊，但是他们却做了很多的大功。
So in the Bible, we can find many unsung heroes, and yet they did great work.
比如说是时代的亚裔啦，一个没有听过名字的一个妇人。
In the time of Judges, there was a woman who was not named.
啊，是是，这个列王时代有一个啊，掳到叙利亚国的一个小女子。
And there, for example, a little servant girl in the time of the kings.
虽然他们都是啊一般平凡的小人物，但是神却 借着他们啊，做了很多的大工。
And they're just people, ordinary people, and yet God chose them to do great work.
所以今天神选召我们成为他的儿女。
And so today God chose us to become His children.
而神也给我们啊有服侍他的机会。
And God also give us the opportunity to serve Him.
所以我们要所致我们今天啊所得到神儿女的身份。
So today, we must firmly preserve our status as the children of God.
我们也应当啊，按着神给我们的恩赐，尽全力的啊来服侍神。
We have to serve God according to the gift that we have from God.
它就是很大的恩典。
And this is a great blessing.
那这两个人呢，说神选召他们以后。
And so after God chose these two people,
神的圣灵就充满他们。
And the Spirit of God filled them.
所以让他们有智聪明有智慧。
So that they had a wisdom and skills.
啊，让他们有各样的技巧能力啊，来做各样的会幕的工。
And they had the ability to complete the various works to build the tabernacle.
所以要建造会幕的人要有圣灵的充满。
So those who are to build the tabernacle should have the fullness of the Spirit of God.
建造圣殿的人也要神的灵充满。
And later, whoever built the temple of God shall also be filled by the Spirit of God.
所以当他们后来回来要重建圣殿的时候
，So when they return to rebuild the temple,
说虽然遇到很多很多的困难
，Even though they encounter many difficulties,
啊，说好像大山小山摆在他们的面前呢
，And these difficulties are as great as mountains.
那先知就勉励他们。
But the prophets encouraged them.
说不是靠势力，不是靠才能。
And it is not through might. It is not through wisdom.
只要有神的灵跟我们同在啊，我们就能够克服一切的困难。
It is through the power of God that we may overcome all difficulties.
所以这些啊，领导者他们就祈求圣灵的充满。
So all these leaders, they all pray for the fullness of the Spirit.
所以说前面很多困难好像大山一样全部一个一个都化成平地。
And so even though these obstacles were as great as mountains, they were removed.
所以他们很快四年当中就把圣殿就重建起来了。
So very quickly, within 4 years, they rebuilt the temple.
今天我们在建设神的教会也是一样。
Likewise, today, when we're building the church of God,
使徒时代的教会就是耶稣被钉三天以后复活。
The church of the apostles was established after Jesus' crucifixion.
然后跟门徒相处40天。
And then Jesus resurrected and stayed with the disciples for 40 days and nights.
在他们面前就升天了。
And then in front of them, Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
升天了以后过了10天了，他们在祷告的时候就把圣灵赐下来。五旬节的时候就把圣灵赐下来。
And on the day of Pentecost, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit descended.
所以耶稣说你们要在耶路撒冷等。
So Lord Jesus said, you shall wait in Jerusalem.
等到圣灵降临在你们身上。
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
你们就能够得到能力就从耶路撒冷往各地方去传道理。
You will receive power and able to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria to ends of the earth.
耶路撒冷的教会就这样发展传到各地。
And that's how the church in Jerusalem began to grow and prosper.
他们在选立工人的时候，一个很重要的条件。
And so one of the key criteria of selecting workers.
说除了有属灵的智慧跟属灵的美德。
In addition to a spiritual wisdom and spiritual virtues.
一个就是要圣灵充满
，and they must be full of the Holy Spirit。
因为圣灵充满就是奉差遣的一种凭据。
If a person is full of Holy Spirit, that is an important sign of being sent by God。
耶稣复活以后对门徒说
，After Jesus resurrected, he spoke to the disciples。
你们要得圣灵
，You shall receive the Holy Spirit。
因为天父怎么用圣灵差遣我，我照样的差遣你们。
Because howthe Father sent me with His Holy Spirit. That's how I shall also send you.
所以门徒受到圣灵的差遣， 他们就恩赐能力啊，有智慧去传道理了。
And so the disciples were sent by the Holy Spirit, and they received power to preach the gospel.
所以罗马书第十章里面说啊，我们要传福音才能够救人。
So in the book of Romans, it tells us that we need to preach the gospel in order to save people.
他说这传福音啊，报喜信的人说他们所做的工作最有意义、最有价值。
And those who preach the gospels, their work is the most honorable and memorable by God.
啊，因为是要救一个人的灵魂不死啊，能够得到永远的生命。
Because when you preach the gospel to others, is to preserve his soul so that he will never die.
他说这样的价值啊，比一个人赚了全世界的财富啊更宝贵。
Having a person's soul safe surpassed the value of the entire world.
啊，所以这个传福音啊，是一种很有意义、很有价值的工作。
Therefore, preaching the gospel, it is a very valuable and meaningful work.
啊，但是如果没有耶稣基督啊，圣灵的差遣呐，人怎么去传福音呢？
But without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, how can a person preach the gospel on his own?
所以圣灵就是神差遣我们的一个凭据。
Therefore, Holy Spirit is an evidence that God sent us.
啊，借着圣灵啊，让我们有属灵的智慧，有属灵的能力。
And so through Holy Spirit, we may have the spiritual power and spiritual wisdom.
啊，所以我们看到使徒在传道里的时候，他们说不是靠着口才，不是靠着人的智慧在传道的。
And so, Bible tells us that it is not through power or through might that we preach the gospel.
而是要靠着圣灵跟大能的明证，让人能够信服真神。
We preach the gospel is through the power of God, so people can see the power of God, and they themselves came to believe.
主说，建造会幕、建造圣殿的人都要圣灵充满。
And those who built the temple and even built the tabernacle, they were full of the Spirit of God.
我们今天要服侍神也是一样啊。
And so likewise today, if we want to serve God, we should be the same.
要让神的灵充满。
We should let the Spirit of God fill within us.
啊，神说啊，有智慧的人，神要加添他们智慧。
And here the Bible also said, for those who possess skills, God will give them greater skills.
他们会有各样的才能啊，啊，能够做各样建造圣殿的工。
And they will have all kinds of skill sets to perform different works.
他说我们知道说这个智慧才能啊都是从神来的。
And so wisdom and knowledge and skills, they all come from God.
啊，我们今天在教会里面做服事的工作。
So today when we are serving in the church,
说神会把各样的恩赐啊分赐给我们每一个人。
The Bible tells us that God will give us all different gifts for us to do His work.
原来这个教会好像一个身体一样。
Because the church is like a body.
啊，身体上有各样的肢体。
Within the body, there are different functions.
啊，有头脑，有眼睛，有嘴巴。
And there's a head, there's eyes, there's mouth.
啊，有手有脚。
A body needs to have arms, needs to have legs.
啊，神也是借着圣灵啊，把各样的技能啊分赐给每一个人。
And God also through the Holy Spirit, to distribute all these gifts, these working abilities to people.
有人有属灵的智慧，能够观察家务。
Some people have the spiritual wisdom, able to take care of the household of God.
他能够看顾啊。啊，弟兄姐妹
，and able to help and shepherd the brothers and sisters.
啊，有的人呢、啊，有嘴，好像嘴巴一样会，会啊，有智慧来传讲神的道理。
Some people serve like the mouth, able to preach the word of God effectively.
有的人有手啊，来做各样服事的工作。
Some people have very good hands, able to help the church do different works.
啊，所以在教会里面呢、啊，神把各样的属灵恩赐来分赐给每一个人。
Therefore, in the church, God gives different wisdoms and different skills to different people.
所以我们要明白我们得到什么样的恩赐。
And so we must know what kind of gift that we receive from God.
啊，每样恩赐啊，彼此互相配合啊，来造就神的教会，耶稣基督的身体。
Complement each other's in these functions, so we can build up the body of Christ.
所以恩赐虽然不一样啊，但是恩赐没有大小。
And even though all these gifts are different, but there is no ranking in the gifts.
好像身体上的每一个肢体都有它的功能，但是不是大小。
And so every part of our body would perform its own functions, but there's no ranking involved.
啊，所以既然恩赐是神赐的，我们只有感恩呐、啊。不会因为我恩赐好像看起来比别人大，我就骄傲自大了。
And because the gifts are from God, so we have to give thanks to God. We cannot say because my gift is greater, therefore I'm more proud or I'm better than others.
既然是神给我们的，我们怎么可以骄傲夸口？
Since they're all from God, and how can you boast of your gifts?
啊，我们的恩赐比别人好啊！啊，我们也不会因为这样啊，啊，大家彼此分门别类，彼此互相的嫉妒纷争。
And you would not, because of the difference in gifts and how you serve God, you would run into disagreements and arguments.
一个身体上各样的肢体，不一样的功能。
And so, in the same body, there are different functions.
啊。啊、但是每一个肢体、啊、都有它的用处。
But every part of the function would serve its purpose.
还要互相的配合、啊、搭配、啊、来造就这个身体。
And able to complement the church of God and the work of God.、
啊、所以说、啊、我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And so Bible encourages us to become the good servants of God.、
啊、我们主要尽我们的恩赐啊。啊神就会喜悦。
We just have to do our best, and this is pleasing to God.
啊，所以我们努力呀、啊，啊，服侍神，尽各样的恩赐。啊，说有的神就加给他，啊，没有的，连他所有都要夺走。
And if we serve God with what we have, then God will give us even more. But if we are reluctant to give the little that we have, then the little that we have, God will even take them away.
也就是说、啊、你努力尽你的恩赐来工作，神会赐给你更多的恩赐。
That is, if we contribute and do the best we can, then God will give us more ability to do His work.
有时候神给你恩赐，但是你不善用的话。啊、最后啊，神觉得你不用啊，就把你收回去了。
And so if God have give you certain gifts to serve one another, but you fail to practice them, and then God may take those gifts away.
所以我们应当尽心竭力啊，啊能够来善用神给我们的恩赐。
Therefore, we should strive to utilize these gifts that God gave us.
所以我们看到说啊，这两个人哦，啊他们神给他们啊。有能力有智慧可以做各样的工。
And so these two people, and God gave them wisdom and knowledge to do the various works.
啊，神交代他们做什么事情。
And God instruct them to do certain things.
啊，他们不是说啊，神叫我做啊，就随便做做啊，就做一个交代就好了。
And so they didn't just randomly do whatever they thought works, and then that will be it.
而是全心的投入。
But rather, they did the best to their ability.
所以圣经说啊，他们是尽心竭力。
So Bible says that they did everything within
for the best of ability. 用心思啊，啊能够筹划做出各样的巧工来。
And they put a lot of effort and thoughts into making these works.
我们看到这个会幕里面啊，有很多器具。
And so in the tabernacle, there are many items.
啊，说有的金银铜的东西啊，都要铸造。
Many of these items are made of gold and silvers. They need to be carefully crafted.
啊，有的时候一块很大的金金啊，你要慢慢锤，慢慢锤。
Sometimes these precious items were made of a piece of pure gold.
啊，你神说啊，要造一个灯台。
And God said to build a lampstand.
啊，这个灯台啊，要七个灯盏。
And you shall have seven areas to hold the candles.
啊，这个灯盏上面呢、啊，都要有球、有花、有一个杯子。
And they shall have decorations with little balls, little flowers, etc.
啊，要一块很大的金金呢、啊，你慢慢去锤，慢慢把它锤出来。
And every details need to be built of a piece of.
虽然讲起来很简单呐、啊，但是啊，你怎么做啊？这一定要花很多的心思跟智慧啊。
Of course, it sounds very easy, but it will take a lot of time and effort to build it.
啊，所以他们有很多巧妙的构思啊，把这个 啊，各样的器皿都做得非常的精细，非常的美好。
And so they need to put a lot of efforts and craftsmanship into these articles.
啊，摩西交代他的是一个大原则，但是啊，一件细节的东西啊，他们都设想得非常的周到。
And they are to build these items according to God's instructions, but obviously they have to carve and decorate it. With the crafting.
啊，用尽心思啊，啊，能够把各样的物品啊，把它做得非常的完美。
And to build all these items and accessories very wonderfully.
啊，我不只是说啊，这个东西啊，做一个交代而已啊。
And not just make something and say, well, here it is.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，他们这个做工的精神啊，真的很值得我们。
And so we can see their attitude, their servitude is something that we can learn from.
啊，除了他们两个人啊，彼此合作配合以外
，And so in addition to these two people working together,
我们看出埃及记三十六章。
Let's turn to Exodus 36.
出埃及记三十六章第一节。
Exodus 36 verse 1.
三十六章第一节。
Exodus 36 verse
1. 说比撒勒和亚和利亚伯并一切心里有智慧的，就蒙神赐他们智慧聪明，叫他知道做圣所各样使用之工的，都要照神所吩咐的做工。第二节
verse 2.
完神赐他心里有智慧，而且受感前来做工的，摩西把他们和比撒勒并亚和利亚伯一同召来。好，那这里讲到说啊，除了亚和利亚伯跟比撒勒两个人以外啊
，Here says that besides Bezalel and Oholiab, these two people，
啊，因为建造这个会幕的工程非常的大
，And because the work of the tabernacle was great，
啊，所以神也感动很多啊，心里有智慧的人呐，啊，就召他们来一起做工。
And so God moved many people who are wise to do this work。
啊，就这些人呐，也剩一个团队啊，大家非常的同心呐。
And so they serve as a team and they are working together。
啊，大家密切配合啊。啊，慢慢的，啊，把各样器皿做好，啊，把这个会幕建成起来。
And so they work slowly and build up this tabernacle.
他说我们今天在教会里面做事工啊，也是一样。教会的工作不只是少数人，而是大家要集体努力的。
And so today the church work, likewise, is not just the work of a few people, but everyone working together.
啊，大家能够同心合意啊，啊，那这个教会就会兴旺起来。
If everyone working together, then the church will prosper.
那所以教会虽然有圣职人员，有负责人。
In the church, there are ordained ministers, maybe some council members.
啊，但是我们选出来负责人，不是说啊，就是由他们来做工而已。
But we don't just choose the council members, and these work shall be done only by the council members.
啊，而是啊，他们来计划安排啊，大家全部啊都要投入这个工作里面。
And so, they perhaps can provide some planning, some guidelines, and everyone should participate.
啊，能够同心合意啊。啊，能够把这个圣殿建起来。
And so, in one hearted, they can build the tabernacle.
那所以圣经里面呢、啊，谈到个同工同心的重要性。
And so, Bible talks about the importance of working together.
我们看传道书第四章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书第四章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9.
传道书四章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9.
说两个人总比一个人好，因为两人劳碌同得美好的果效。
Verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work.
看这个是讲到这个同工的重要性。
Here it describes the importance of working together.
啊，也是说我们人呐、啊、不能够孤单，要有同伴。
And that describes that we shall serve together and have a companionship.
啊，能有同伴的话，可以互相扶持帮助。
If a person can have a good companion working together, they can help one another.
啊，所以神造人呐、啊，就是叫我们过一个、啊、团体的生活。
And so God built us so that we can live with company.
他说：“一个人如果跌倒，没有人扶起他，啊，他可能啊， 就会受苦了。
And so if a person falls, but no one was there to help him.
如果说啊，有同伴啊跌倒了，别人可以帮你扶持。
Verse 10 says, if one falls down, his friend can help him up.
如果说啊。一个人孤单啊，有时候一到倒回啊，就会受伤害。
If a person travels alone, and face robbers, and then he may be harmed.
有两三个同伴啊，一起同行啊，遇到不好的人呢、大家可以一起来抵挡。
And if two or three are traveling together, if someone try to attack them, they can help one another.
所以这个同伴很重要。
And so it is good to have good companions.
我们在教会里面做圣工啊，也要有属灵的同伴。
And so in the church, doing holy work, we should also have good spiritual partners.
所以保罗说，我们要找一些啊。在灵性上追求圣洁公义的人呐、来做我们属灵的同伴。
So Paul said that we should look for people with holiness and high spirituality as our spiritual companions.
在我们走天国的道路当中啊，互相扶持、互相鼓励、互相帮助。
So on our journey to heavenly kingdom, we may help one another.
好像但以理啊，他有很好的伴侣。
Like Daniel, he had great friends.
所以他们虽然被掳到外国啊，大家很同心，遇到事情大家一起祷告。
And even though they were taken captive, in an outside country, but they still prayed together.
互相的鼓励。
And they encourage one another.
所以神在他们祷告当中把异象赐给他们。
And so, through prayer, God revealed visions to Daniel and his friends.
遇到那个逼迫啊、试探的时候，大家同心祷告，能够胜过。
And when there are trials and temptations and difficulties, through prayers they may overcome.
一起同心来做圣工嘛，所以一起劳苦，一起得果效。
And because they work together, they labor together, they shall enjoy the fruit together.
所以保罗在写腓立比书的时候。
And so when Paul was writing the book of Philippians,
他说啊，他有很多啊，很好的同伴。
And he said he had many spiritual companions.
所以他就非常的感谢主，非常的喜乐。
So he gave thanks to God greatly.
他提到说啊，提摩太这个人呢、传福音不怕死的，非常勇敢。
And he mentioned about Timothy, who preached the gospel fearlessly.
还有一个以巴伯提啊。竭尽心力来帮助他。
And an upper person named Epaphras, and who tried his very best to help him.
所以他说有好的同伴一起做工那个喜乐实在太大了。
And so it is wonderful to have great co-workers working together.
所以我们应当同心同工。大家一起来服侍神。
Therefore, we should work together, and we can serve the Lord together.
工作当中有喜乐，大家工作了以后美好的成果，大家能够同欢乐。
And so while we work together, we will have fun together, and enjoy the fruit together.
我们看到这个教会的工作因为我们人少教会又大所以事工很多。
And though we don't have many people, but our church is big property wise.
如果只有少数人工作的话，我们会觉得比较出众一点。
So if only a few people does the church work, we all feel overburdened.
如果说大家都来分担工作的话，我们会觉得做得很轻松又很快乐。
But if everyone is involved, then we can do this joyfully and without much burden.
感谢主啊，我们很多弟兄姊妹都很乐意帮忙各样的圣工。
And praise and thank God, many brothers and sisters participate in the various church work.
我们也鼓励教会的青年比如说一些清洁的工作，大家也努力投入。
And we also encourage the younger member of the church, the youth, and to also help out with various general fair works.
虽然我们有很多的中年年纪大的在清扫各样的工作，但是我们鼓励青年还能够多多投入各样的事工。
And so even though we have very middle age or even senior members help clean the church, but the youth can also do more.
大家能够同心同劳同得美好的果效。
By working together, we can share the fruit together.
另外，这个圣经里面有讲到一句话说，你们都要谨慎按照神在山上主事的样式来建造。
And though here the scripture also said that be careful and to do all these work according to the instruction given by God.
所以我们看到说啊, 他们在做神的工啊, 非常的顺服。
And so when they do the work of God, they were very obedient.
啊, 神也好几次一直交代摩西啊, 说你要按照山上主事的样式来建造。
And God repeated to Moses a number of times that they shall build according to the instruction that God gave to Moses.
那我们跟他说啊, 这个比沙列、亚俄利亚伯他们都很有智慧的。
And so these two people that God chosen, they were very wise.
他们虽然很有天分、很有智慧、很有技巧。
Even though they may be wise and very skillful,
但是他们不敢著作主张。
But they would not do anything out of their own will.
啊, 不敢随便按自己的意思来做神的工。
And they would not do the work of God according to their personal will.
所以他们很谦卑的按照神主是摩西的一样一样这样来做。
So very humbly, they followed the instructions that God gave to Moses and completely.
因为这个造会幕啊，这是整个神。 爱人，神要拯救人的一个心意的表明。
Because to build the tabernacle is how God show His will to His people.
主是说，人怎么能够亲近神呢？到神的面前来得福气。
And how a person, a human being, may come to God and receive blessings.
所以每一样的东西，每一样的器具，每一样的步骤啊，都非常重要。
So every step and every details are all very important.
啊，要献祭呀，啊，才能够赎罪。
And need to offer a sacrifice.
身体洗干净才能够去侍奉神。
For the remission of sins and also to wash our body.
啊，要点灯，要烧香。
They have to light the lamps and to burn the incense.
啊，从那个施恩座常常得到神的恩惠。
And to receive much blessings from God.
啊，其实这个都是神救赎我们的一种心意的表明。
And this is how God show His love to us.
主耶稣怎么样牺牲流血来赎我们的罪？
And this prefigures how Lord Jesus in the New Testament shed His blood and sacrificed His body.
我们怎样亲近神？
How can we come near to God?
就是借着耶稣的宝血来洗礼赦罪。
It's through the blood of Jesus for the cleansing of sins.
啊, 领受神的灵, 证明我们是神的儿女。
To receive the Spirit of God to prove that we are the children of God.
啊, 让我们的生命能够得到更新。
So our life may be renewed.
啊, 让我们生活在神的恩典当中过一个爱神爱人的生活。
That we can live a life of loving God and people.
所以这样可以恢复我们人跟神之间的关系。
And so that's how we can restore our relationship with God.
我们生活在神永恒的生命里面。
So we could live in God's everlasting life.
啊, 所以神造会幕这个整个步骤啊, 啊, 跟我们啊, 蒙恩有直接的关系。
So even the construction of tabernacles could be served as a lesson for us.
所以神怎么温柔他们就怎么做。
Whatever God instructs them, they follow.
啊, 虽然人有聪明智慧, 但是他们不敢著作主张。
Even though they may have wisdoms on certain things, but they would not rely on their own personal knowledge.
那我们今天做神的仆人也是一样。
Likewise, today, as a servant of God,
说要凡事查验, 什么是神的善良纯全的旨意。
We have to carefully examine what will be the most pleasing will of God.
啊, 所以我们就按照神的旨意来行事。
And then we will carefully follow and work according
啊,
to His will.
凡事能够讨神喜悦。
So we do everything to please God.
啊, 所以耶稣亚为什么能够得到神的重用。
So how did Joshua receive work, a great work from God?
所以呢，神吩咐摩西的话。
Because God commanded Moses,
摩西就教导耶稣亚,
and Moses told Joshua,
耶稣亚听了摩西的话说, 没有一件懈怠不行的。
And the Bible says that whatever Joshua received from Moses, he did his best.
神叫他把律法书传达给以色列人。
God told Joshua to proclaim the words of God.
他说没有一句啊，他不宣读的。
And he will read every single statement.
他说很忠心啊，神叫你做什么，神叫你讲什么，你就做什么。
So he was very faithfully carry out the work of God.
啊，就是造会幕的人的精神。
And so this is the spirit of someone who builds the tabernacle.
凡是听神的话。
Listen to the words of God.
我们今天也是不凭我们自己的意思，凡事顺服神的旨意。
And so today we do not want to rely on our personal knowledge, but
the wisdom of God. 神就告诉他们说啊，啊，神给他们聪明智慧。
And God says that I will give, God gives them wisdom.
啊，让他们知道怎样来做工。
So they know how to do their work.
啊，然后又把这个做工的技巧啊，教导那些啊，要。有心啊，要为神做工的人。
And so this skills is then passed down to those who were also assisting with the work.
哦，我们看一下36章。
Please turn to Exodus 36.
出埃及记36章第三节。
Exodus 36, verse
3. 36章第三节。
36,
这些人就从摩西收了以色列人作为圣所啊，因圣所属用之工所拿来的礼物，啊，百姓每早晨把甘心献的礼物拿来。第四节
，verse four，
完做圣所一切工的智慧人各都啊离开他所做的工。第五节
，verse five，
来对摩西说啊，百姓为神吩咐属用之工所拿来的夫妇有余，哦。所以我们看到说啊，很多人呐、啊，都有心呐、啊，爱来做这些工作。
We hear the Bible describe that many other people who came to do this work.
啊，也有很多人啊，送人很多的礼物。
Many people offer gifts.
啊，然后呢，摩西啊，这个比沙列跟亚和利把利亚伯啊，就教他们啊。啊，怎么会来做神的工
？And so, Bezalel and Oholiab, then taught them how to do these various.
啊，所以把各样的事工啊，他们就能够把它做成了。
And they're able to build all these different items.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，这个传承的重要性呢。
And so this is important of teaching, passing on the knowledge and skill.
啊，虽然神给他们聪明智慧，能够做各样的工。
Even though God gave them wisdom, to do different works.
啊，但是他们不只是啊自己做工啊，还教导别人。
But not only they did the work themselves, but they also taught others.
啊，应该是在出埃及记35章的30节。
Exodus chapter 35, verse 35. Verse 35.
看34节。
Please read verse 34.
34节，35章34节。
35 verse 34.
说神又使他和但支派的亚西沙摩的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵敏啊，啊能够教导别人，哦。啊，35节。
35.
啊，神使他们的心啊，蛮有智慧，能够做各样的工，哦。啊，所以各样的工啊，他们都能够做，也能想出奇妙的巧工，哦。所以神给他们聪明智慧啊，然后又很多人一起做工啊，神给他们呐、啊。不只是自己能做，还能够教导别人。
Verse 34 says he gave them the ability to teach others, and then able to, so all these craftsmen can do all kinds of
work. 啊，所以让能够一起做会幕工作的人呐、啊，越来越多啊，大家越同心呐、啊，所以很快可以把这个会幕建造起来。
And so as a result, more skilled persons and more craftsmen, can do more work.
啊，所以我们这个教会里面事工的那个教导传承啊，就是这样，很重要的。
So that's how we get the next generations and more people to involve in church work and learning the church work.
啊，神可以赐给一代人呐、啊，给他们很多属灵的智慧。
And God can give a generation people, many
spiritual wisdom. 啊，他们要把从神来的智慧跟能力啊，一代一代的这样的传达下去。
And they have to pass on these skills and knowledge to the next generation.
他说要不断的栽培训练更多的人。
So have to continue to cultivate and educate and train
more people. 啊，像摩西栽培耶稣亚。
Like Moses, he passed on to Joshua.
啊，保罗啊，训练提摩太、提多。
And Paul passed on to Timothy and Titus.
啊，主耶稣啊，选召十二个门徒，十二个使徒，七十个门徒。
And Lord Jesus chose the 12 disciples and seven believers, 70 believers.
还有道理啊，传达给千千万万的人。
And from these people, the gospel was preached to millions upon millions.
啊，所以教会也有各样的事工啊，还有各样的训练、教育训练。
So in the church, there are various holy works, and these need to be learned by somebody. So church
has to 训练更多的人呐，大家同心来建造神的殿呐。
So church need to train and educate various workers so they can all together do the church of God.
所以我们看到这两个人呐，他们蒙神选召，神给他们恩赐，啊，他们又带来一批人呐。
So God chose these two people to build a tabernacle, but they also called many other people, and together they built the church of God.
我们看到各地方教会啊，圣公在兴旺，就是大家能够同心合力。
And so we can see, for church to prosper is for everyone to working together.
好像安提亚教会啊。
Like the church in Antioch.
啊，那个圣公兴旺起来以后，因为很多人啊，很喜欢传福音。
Because many people like to preach a gospel in Antioch.
啊，使徒派了巴拿巴去。
And so the apostle sent Barnabas
over there. 啊，巴拿巴就赶快去把保罗找来。
And so Barnabas went to find Paul.
啊，后来有很多的先知啊来到那里。
And then some other workers and prophets went there.
哎，整个教会啊，因为人才很多啊，大家很同心啊。
And because there's a lot of workers and everyone work in one accord. So the church in Antioch prospered. Become a center to preach the gospel to all nations. So we hope that here in the True Jesus Church in Hillsborough, we can all work together to prosper the word of God. So the church may grow in prosperity, and then we can all be blessed by God. Let's sing hymn number 418.
418.